the volume.
Oral Sessions is brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any other fantasy sport, there's a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win. Ooh, it is Oral Sessions Day, which means we've got a new episode for your ear holes, y'all. Today I'm joined by none other than one of the greats. This dude was such a hell of a signing by WWE. He's just incredible in the ring. He's an incredible human being. He's a fascinating human being. We've got Shinsuke Nakamura on the show. He's just such a cool dude. He is. Like, I feel like he's one of those people that, like, you meet him, you're like, I gotta be friends with that guy. He's so damn cool. We talk a lot about cooking. Shocker. I love to cook. He loves to cook. We talk about his time of cooking ramen every single day during a pandemic until his family had to shut it down and say, no more ramen. We talk about a bunch of different cooking things, though. And obviously, we get into tons of wrestling stuff. We talk about his time in New Japan, talk about his time as a young lion in New Japan, the pressure on his shoulders to become the youngest heavyweight champion at New Japan, to him making his transition into moving to the United States, working for WWE. Even prior to that, when he was working at the New Japan Dojo, rooming with one Brian Danielson, a.k.a. Daniel Bryan, and also Lyoto Machida. Just such a cool, fascinating story. This guy has done it all. So we delve into all sorts of things in this chat. I think you guys are going to really enjoy it. I hope that you enjoy it and learn a little bit more about my dude, Shinsuke Nakamura. He actually also talks about some struggles that he feels like he has within WWE. So get ready for it. Here we go. Here he is. Here's Shinsuke. It's so good to see you.
Long time no see. Yeah.
How much do you miss me?
How much? How do I describe my Japanese? すごいいっぱい.
Does that mean very little?
No, a lot.
I know. I miss being able to see you and talking about ramen. We'll be talking about lots of ramen today.
Ramen is spread in the US, right?
Everywhere.
Even a fake Japanese restaurant sub ramen.
What is the best ramen that you've had in the United States?
So a lot of Japanese ramen kind of artists already came to United States. They opened their own restaurant everywhere. So especially Los Angeles, California, and New York. You can find the real deal.
And you do the real deal because you are like the king of making your own ramen broth.
Yes, I did. I did last year during pandemic, so lockdown.
Are you not doing it anymore?
Took over 10 hours.
What do you put in it? What's like your key to making the best ramen?
I wanted to make original pork broth. I made from pork skull.
Oh, really? Okay, so where do you go to get the pork skull?
I went to local butcher. I asked, do you have pork skull?
What'd they say?
What the hell you have?
Well, somebody's got to use it.
Then I tried to cook inside of my house, but my wife said no. Hell no.
Why? Because it smells up the whole house?
Yes. So she knows. She came from Kyushu. Kyushu Island is famous for the tonkotsu ramen. Tonkotsu is pork broth. Yeah. Then she noticed the smell. Then so I cooked the pork broth at the backyard.
That's all right. At least you're in Florida. The weather's nice. You can sit outside and cook the pork broth.
During pandemic, so we need to cook every day. I cook the ramen every day.
I love that. You can come to my house and do that. I won't kick you out. I won't put you in the backyard. You can stay in my house and do it. John's used to me doing that. Unless I cook stuff with a lot of oil, if I like deep fry something and that stinks up the house, that one sucks. But yeah, you can cook ramen at my house any day. What else have you been cooking? What else is like your go-to when you're cooking?
Do you know yakiniku?
Mm-mm.
So Japanese style Korean barbecue, that's complicated. Also, Italian cuisine, chipa. like intestine, it's hard to find in United States.
That's what I miss. When I lived in New York and when I lived in Toronto, it was easier to find certain foods like that. But when you're out in the suburbs, it can be really hard to find different like cuts of meat. And especially like if you're looking for like anything from like snout to tail and the insides, it's hard to get because nobody in America wants to eat that.
I found a beef intestine at the Walmart because Mexican people eats, how do I say, menudo, the soup of guts, right? So I bought the intestine, then I cut and clean up and washed a lot, then I prepare to eat.
What has become your favorite American dish?
What is American dish?
I don't know, like a hamburger, a hot dog, a sandwich, a BLT.
Somebody told me, oh, American traditional food, it's pizza.
Yeah. Well, I mean, depends. Got to give that one to the Italians, right?
I don't know. So what is typical American traditional food? Like a biscuit with gravy?
Yeah, that's one. That's one. Like chicken wings, fries, pancakes. I love all that stuff. I was watching your chronicle that you shot with Joey. And when you guys stopped and got like the barbecue when you guys were in like Texas, or maybe you were in like New Orleans or Memphis, something like that. But watching you guys stop and get all the food, I'm glad that you brought that into that documentary. The people need to know. Do people understand what a great chef you are? I don't think they understand to the level.
Yeah, just a hobby. So I cook for myself or friends. Everybody like, hey, Shane, open the ramen restaurant. No, pay nurse.
Do you think that you would maybe do something like that when you're not wrestling anymore?
I just want to eat.
What do you want to do when you're done wrestling?
Now, I try to think. So what I do after the wrestling, so since day one, before becoming wrestler, my family asked me, hey, what do you do after wrestling? So 19 years, I'm thinking.
Well, your mom was always like a supporter of you getting into wrestling, right? Or at least she wanted you to go to university to get into the wrestling. You started watching wrestling with your grandmother, right?
Yes.
What would you guys watch together?
We watched New Japan Wrestling Friday night from 8 p.m. They have wrestling show on TV.
Your dad really wanted you to play baseball.
Yeah. So when he start to watch so baseball, I escaped to the grandma's room and started watching wrestling show.
Did your dad like wrestling at all?
No, not at all.
But he just wanted you to be like an athlete, right?
Yeah, but he only liked for baseball. When I started wrestling, I won the state championship. Then I took them to the national championship, like a national high school game. Then my parents finally accept wrestling.
They could see you in your singlet, ready to go.
Yeah.
You know those hot takes you post on social media? Well, now you can win up to $5,000 when you put those takes to the test on FanDuel. It's a new game called Over Under, and it's absolutely free to play on FanDuel. So here's how it works. FanDuel will set lines on things like total points or three-pointers made during every NBA on TNT broadcast. All you have to do is pick over or under for every prop. Your picks could win you a share of $5,000 during every contest. FanDuel is the exclusive home for Over Under, and it's available in all 50 states, so you can play from anywhere. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Over Under and sign up now if you've not done so already. Please just do it. You're going to love it. Just create a new FanDuel account, and if you don't already have one, it takes less than 2 minutes to sign up. Then you put your takes to the test during every NBA on TNT broadcast at FanDuel.com/Over Under. They could be worth up to $5,000. Do it. Age and location restrictions apply. See FanDuel.com for terms and conditions.
Okay, so when I was getting ready to do this interview with you, I was reading some of your book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I read some of your book. I was watching your chronicle, doing a little deep digging. And were you a big crybaby?
Yeah. I was.
Why? What happened?
Two older sisters always bully me. my sister's friend tried to bully me. I always fight with older person. That's why I don't know. I was too nice still.
Then you start fighting everybody.
So I thought I'm like a woman. So I want to be a man.
Oh, you wanted to be very masculine.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why I started. So I was interested in martial arts to be strong and to be a man. Also, I'm a big fan of ninja and samurai. Finally, I found wrestling.
And then you felt like you connected with your masculine side. You found how you could be more of a man.
So wrestler do matches almost every day. So that makes me a tough, I think. Then I should be a wrestler.
But you were also a big fan of Jackie Chan.
Yes.
He was a really early inspiration for you.
I watched Jackie Chan's movie since when I was in elementary school because he was very, very popular in Asia. Also, the lot of Asian and Japanese action movie stars like Hiroyuki Sanada and Sunny Chiba. And so they are my idol.
So maybe that's something that you do after wrestling. Maybe you can be an action star.
I need to learn how to act. Also, need to speak correct English.
Your English is good, though. You speak English despite what we had to do on TV. How difficult was it for you to learn English? Because when you first came to America, it was the first time going to the LA dojo for New Japan, right? You spoke no English at all?
For me, Japanese, to study English from junior high school.
Okay.
But all the teachers are Japanese. So the teachers can speak perfectly or not. And the teacher teaches British English.
Oh, okay.
When I came to United States, I didn't know what is silent letters.
Oh, yeah. That can be confusing.
So I tried to get water, but I couldn't pronounce water.
Oh, man. I mean, it always blows my mind, though, when anyone from another country comes to America or comes to Canada and like you just have to be submerged in the language. So the fact, I mean, we're speaking English right now. You speak just fine English, but I imagine it's got to be so difficult coming to a new country and trying to figure all that out. Were you buying books or like how were you learning?
I always had a dictionary at that time. So we didn't have like an iPhone. Yeah, that was 2002.
Yeah, you couldn't get the translation apps.
So wrestling is body communication and wrestling is universal language. So when we make matches, I need to know the moves, clothesline, punches, kicks.
Kinshasa.
Kinshasa, not yet. And a lot of friends helped me to speak English.
Who helps you? Who are your friends that help you?
Rocky Romero. And I used to live with Brian Danielson.
Did he help you with your English at all, Brian?
My English and Ryoto Machida's English was sucked.
Okay.
We ask Brian, please judge us. So like which is English was sucks.
Whose was worse?
Mine.
Do you get nervous if you have a promo in WWE?
Yes, still. Nowadays they only give me a short line. For example, like a famous joke. I don't know because I didn't grow up in the US. So that's the hard things for me.
Well, I feel like you do pretty well with still having like good comedic timing. You say funny things. Like I feel like comedy still comes through in your English. I mean, when you and I were doing the back and forth, and you're like, no, speak English. I mean, that was a really funny segment that people loved that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you grow up with a lot of women. Do you think that that led into a lot of your fashion influences? Because you're a very fashionable man.
Oh, thank you. One of my older sister went to the school of like making clothes.
And Michael Jackson was a big influence for you as well, right? I mean, from his fashion to the way his body moves.
I felt So his atmosphere is like a master of martial arts. Very calm, no muscles. So he's moving like control gravity. He is the fastest guy in the like a stage and the best dancer on stage. But other dancers has like a huge muscles and musculars. That's why. So his atmosphere like martial arts master.
Like the dance master, martial arts master, they kind of fall under the same category as far as body movement.
Yeah.
Huh. And then his fashion was a big one for you. I mean, you've got all that red leather. That screams Michael Jackson to me.
So red color is one of my lucky color.
Red's a good color. It's like a feel good energy color.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What? How long have you always just worn red? I mean, you do blue sometimes.
Blue and I made white for WrestleMania for this year, but I couldn't use.
Ew. And,
yeah. So yeah, now trying to use other colors now.
You should do some face paint. Do you ever do face paint?
Once in Mexico and Japan.
I feel like I could see you doing that just with everything being so eccentric and over the top. Was that something you always kind of had in mind that you wanted to get to more of that theatrical side? I mean, even when you first debuted in New Japan, you didn't just wear the black trunks and the black boots, right?
I didn't wear like a traditional, like a young lion style. So my debut is kind of on big matches. I thought I should wear something different to make myself looking bigger.
The next time you're watching basketball, I've got the perfect way for you to get in on the action for free. I'm talking about NBA InPlay. It's absolutely free to play on the FanDuel app and features all the fun of live betting. NBA InPlay turns every quarter of every game into a free contest where you can win real cash prizes. So while you're watching the game, all you have to do is predict the outcome of plays and game props before they happen to claim your share of the prize pool. Best of all, a new contest starts every quarter of every game, giving you even more ways to win. FanDuel is the exclusive home for NBA InPlay, so the action's always available right at your fingertips on the FanDuel app. The app is so easy to use and it takes less than 2 minutes to sign up. And it doesn't matter where you live or where you're traveling to because NBA InPlay is available in every state. Don't miss your shot. Get in the game and download the FanDuel app to start playing NBA InPlay today.
Okay, so when you became the youngest heavyweight champion in New Japan, how much pressure was on your shoulders to kind of carry that promotion during that time?
Actually, I didn't have no experience. I just needed to do that they want.
Did you feel that a lot of people were jealous of you or maybe had a bit of a problem with you at the time because of that?
Yes. I felt I don't have friends in this company.
Oh, man. Who were some of your friends? Did you have any allies at all while you were in that time?
I had a friend outside of New Japan. I had the experience of martial arts. I already trained at the MMA gym in Tokyo. MMA fighter was my friend.
So not through wrestling then, not through New Japan.
At that time. But
at that time, yeah.
Now, a lot of friends in New Japan still.
Let's talk about you and Brock Lesnar in New Japan. Do you want to have a rematch with Brock if he were to show back up in WWE? I'm not really sure where he's at contractually or what his deal is, but if he shows back up in WWE, do we get to see a Shinsuke Nakamura Brock Lesnar rematch?
If I have the opportunity, of course I want.
What was your first experience like with Brock?
I was young. He was young. I don't know.
Hard to tell with him sometimes.
Probably, yeah.
Seemed like there was like a lack of respect from Brock in New Japan, right? He won the title and then went away and took it with him. What was the reaction from everybody at New Japan when that happened?
I'm professional.
I'm going to get you in a shoot fight with Brock after this.
Yeah, I should do that. Yeah, I should do that. Now I'm older.
You must obviously still watch New Japan today, right?
Yeah, so still a lot of friends in New Japan.
Who do you have your eye on there that you think is a really big, that will be a big star?
I think still Okada is the one.
Very handsome man, that Okada. Very handsome.
I'm going to tell him.
You were in his wedding, right?
Yeah. And Okada and now Kota Ibushi, he's gonna be a little more bigger, I think. Yeah.
You think he'll be a bigger star or he needs to get bigger?
So bigger star, I mean.
Okay.
Finally, he trying to show his responsibility.
Okay, so New Japan recently merged the heavyweight title with the Intercontinental title. What are your thoughts about that?
They made a new IWGP World Heavyweight or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So no more IWGP Heavyweight. No more IWGP Intercontinental title. It makes my record forever.
Ah, that's cool.
So I am forever youngest IWGP heavyweight champion.
Yeah. Do you like the idea of having less championships?
Yeah, already they have IWGP heavyweight in US.
Yeah.
And never. And
my husband is US right now.
So your husband have match against Nagata. Very interesting to watch. Nagata-san is one of my mentor. In Japanese wrestling custom, experienced wrestler have young boy. So I was Nagata's young boy.
Oh, wow.
I prepared his wrestling gear. I washed his wrestling gear. I went to the night town with Nagata, so as his boy.
You would walk out with the ice packs?
Yeah.
I got to meet Nagata a couple weeks ago out in LA while they were doing a show out there. But yeah, he seems lovely.
So still, he has great condition.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the style in Japan and it really helps to preserve people's bodies to be able to work much later into their careers, right?
Yeah, most Japanese wrestlers train not only lifting weight.
Oh, like body weight instead?
Yeah, also the Nagata love to train kickboxing.
What do you do to train now? You said you just finished at the gym before we hopped on here. What's your training schedule look like?
I made a garage gym. Then before pandemic, I tried to restart Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but now still risky. So restart karate.
Oh,
I used to do karate when I was middle school, but now I train different style of karate.
How's it different?
If I have a different style of karate's black belt, if I join the new style of karate, I become white belt.
Oh, you got to go right back to the beginning.
No.
That's sad. Damn.
I'm enjoying to do karate now.
Oral Sessions is proud to be presented by FanDuel. You guys never played FanDuel Fantasy before? Great! FanDuel is offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. Why do I play FanDuel? I play FanDuel because I'm new to the fantasy game. And I kind of need somebody to hold my hand through the whole process. And the thing with the FanDuel Fantasy app is that it's so incredibly easy to use. Even a dumb like me can make it work. And if you happen to be a fence sitter like yours truly, you guys can pick a new team every single game. You can switch it up. You can change your mind. It's all up to you. Ball is in your court. So FanDuel is offering new users a deposit match of up to 500 smackaroos when you make your first deposit. Just go to FanDuel.com/cowherd for more info. FanDuel.com/cowherd. FanDuel, more ways to win.
So what drew you to surfing? Because you've been surfing for a long time now. You surfed in Japan before you came to Florida, right?
Yeah. So difficult to, how to explain. Depends on condition of weather, condition of surface of the ocean, swell. It's so difficult. That's why I feel fun a lot.
Because every day would be different. So you have to adjust. I love that. You go out camping a lot too, right? You're a real salt of the earth kind of guy. You're out camping, you're in the water, you're out making ramen in your backyard. You're doing all of the things. You're a busy man. How often do you still get out camping?
I didn't go camping this year. I have a BW camper van. Last year, some engine issue I found. Then I took my car to the repairman shop. Still.
It's still there?
Still there.
Oh my God.
The guy in the shop called me a lot. Please come to check your van. Then I asked him, did you fix it? No, please come here. Then so I went to the shop. Then I'm only the guy walking here.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it takes time. Yeah. Okay. Then.
Well, I hope that you go get it and that you can get out and get a little camping done. My last question to you, what would you want your retirement match to be against who?
Retirement match against who?
I mean, we're far away from you retiring. Let's not get crazy. I'm just doing some fantasy booking.
I want to wrestle Tanahashi again.
Ooh, yes. We'll put that out into the world. You got to manifest that. Make that happen.
I want to wrestle like a rising star, like a new guy.
Yeah. Who?
I don't know yet.
Not sure. Keep an eye out. Okay. So you need to think about what you want to do when you don't want to wrestle anymore and who the future stars are going to be. You've got some time to think about those.
Plenty of time. I'm still struggling in wrestling.
Do you feel that you're struggling?
Yes, still.
Why?
Coming to US and coming to WWE is challenging. I came to challenge myself. That's why I'm here.
What do you think are the things that you need to improve upon to get the success that you're looking to have? I mean, you've been able to do so much already. I mean, you've won a Royal Rumble. You've been able to go on and main event a WrestleMania. You've had a ton of success, but it's not the success that you're looking for.
I'm waiting to find right timing or right moment.
Is there somebody that you see that you would have a really great feud with?
Not yet. I can wrestle anybody.
What are your like conversations with Vince like?
I don't pitch ideas to him a lot. We talk only after the match a little bit or before the match. If he have the idea for my promo.
It's hard to pick Vince's brain at TV sometimes because he's so busy with so many different things. It's really hard to get that time sometimes to feel like you can develop that relationship and have that quality time with Vince. It can be difficult.
I need to get used to that.
Yeah, it's not easy. I had a hard time with it too. I hear you. It sucks. It's not easy. But you've had a lot of success and you know you have a huge fan base and everyone loves them some Shinsuke Nakamura. So I think everyone else is also waiting for what that time is going to be and what that moment is going to be. And I think you're going to have a lot of people really supporting you when that happens.
How's your belly?
Oh my God, look at it.
Wow. Almost.
5 more weeks or 4 more weeks.
Wow, soon.
It's so soon. I know. I'm like ready for my water to break at any moment.
Scary.
It's not happened yet. I know. It is a little scary. Oh my gosh. She's got to come out, right?
Keep your placenta.
I'm going to have it put into pills.
Or make the steak.
I've heard of that. I have heard that. I don't know that I'm brave enough for that, but I am going to have it put into pills.
One of my friends in Mexico, so she's Japanese. She and her family, her kids, ate her placenta with soy sauce and wasabi.
Oh my gosh. Like sushi style? Did they cook it?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I've heard of people doing that. And I know that there's like really great benefits for postpartum and just your hormone levels and all the nutrients that are in your placenta, but chewing it seems scary. I don't think I want to chew my placenta. I'll take the pills though. I'll let you know how it goes. I won't be cooking it in the backyard. All right, Shinsuke, thank you for coming on. It was so good to see you. And looking forward to all the things that you're still going to be able to do in WWE and keep crushing it.
Thank you.
Hey, golf fans. This weekend, FanDuel is hooking up new users with an instant bonus of up to $500 when you make your first fantasy deposit. Just sign up to unlock your deposit bonus. Then Use that bonus to play in this weekend's $500,000 PGA Eagle contest, where first place takes home $100,000 in cash. I love playing fantasy golf on FanDuel. You know, it's so easy to play. You pick six of your favorite golfers for your lineup. One lineup is needed for an entire weekend of action. Very easy scoring. Get points for birdies, eagles, etc. And super fast payouts. Get paid in as little as 24 hours. But most of all, I love the variety of contests you guys can enter. You know, there's big major contests, but also the daily snake draft contest for daily action, final round contests, and many, many more. The field is absolutely loaded for this weekend's major championship, which makes for some pretty exciting fantasy golf. So get in on the action and download the FanDuel Fantasy app today and sign up to unlock your instant deposit bonus up to $500,000.
Age and location restrictions apply. See FanDuel.com for terms and conditions.
You're a sports fan. That's why you're listening, of course. But if you're considering getting in on the fun of sports gambling, I want to let you know about a great resource. The Action Network. The Action Network is where fans go when they are ready to bet smarter and turn a profit betting on sports. In fact, their free Action Network app was recently named the best app in sports betting. And with the Action app, you can see the latest picks and articles from Action Network gambling experts, as well as personalities like my guy, Colin Cowherd. You can compare odds from different sports books, and you can track every bet you make so you always know how your picks are doing. So if the game means more to you, download the free Action Network app and start betting smarter. A big thank you to Shinsuke Nakamura for joining me on the show. Again, I would like him to know that there is always an open invitation if he would like to come and cook ramen at my house. I will not make him do it in the backyard. He can do it in the house. I welcome the smells of the broth cooking down. Bring it on in, my friend. I'm all about it. Yeah, hopefully you guys got a little more insight into the man that is Shinsuke Nakamura. He really is such a fascinating, multi-layered man. And yeah, if you want to know even more about him, like I said to him, I have been reading his book. You can download the digital version of it. Wow, I can't think right now. Anyways, you can find his book. It's also at Barnes & Noble. But yeah, it's interesting. It's a long form interview style book if you have not read it, if you've not seen it. And it just provides more information into the man that is Shinsuke and his background and all the things that he's gone through, because he has really kind of done it all in the world of wrestling, and he's done it all with such confidence and such a coolness about him that just makes you gravitate towards him as a character on television and who he is inside the ring. But now we get to learn a little bit more about him outside the ring. All right, guys, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Renee Paquette. Follow all things Shinsuke Nakamura as well as the Volume Network. Follow them at the Volume Sports on Instagram and Twitter, and check out all the YouTube channels, because you can see some of these interviews that we've done in the past, some more stuff to look forward to. We've got some clips with Shinsuke to check out. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode of Oral Sessions.